I'm getting better every day.
Yeah.
You know, just treatment and sleep right now. It's a short week, you know, a quick turnaround.
You didn't seem to look yourself on Sunday. Did you feel limited?
Nah, I mean, you know, you're never going to be 100% in this game. And, you know, you just got to be out there, be able to go out there and play and, you know, give what you got. And I was able to finish the game. I didn't, you know, anything didn't get worse. I'll tell you that. Nothing got worse. So,
do you expect it could be better this time by Thursday?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. You know, it's just a timing thing, and I just got to continue to get treatment, and we're gonna go from there.
What does your treatment entail right now?
Mainly sleep. That's the biggest thing right now. It's a short week. A lot of ice treatment, stem, you know, rub downs. But I just got to keep getting it. I mean, I can't put a time on it, how I'm going to be feeling before the game or prior to the game. You know, I don't know.
But you're definitely going to play. You definitely expect to play.
That's my plan to play, you know, but who knows.
Coach said he anticipates you playing in this game, and all the guys really anticipate you to play. They call you a warrior. Talk about that, you know, your teammates having your back, your coach saying, hey, he plays through a lot.
Most definitely. Now, if I can go, I'm going to go. I'm going to have to be really down bad not to go out there and play. If I feel like I'm putting myself in danger, you know, as far as not being able to go out there and make a defender miss, then I won't go. But if I feel like I can do that and help my team, you know, by going out there, drawing coverage and doing my job, I'm going to go.
Can you talk about the Saints and this rivalry? You've been a part of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course it's a rival game, but at the same time, we just taking it one game at a time, and we stand in the mindset of it's championship football every week. We're going to go out there. We're going to give our all. You know, it doesn't matter who we're playing. We're going to go out there and play Falcon football.
For those people that are not familiar, can you just talk about the mindset that Dan Quinn has brought to this team? You've mentioned it over and over and again.
Oh, yes.
Talk about it.
You know, we're not going to underestimate our opponent. We're going to go out there. We're going to play fast and physical, and we're going to finish the game.
When you're not 100%, do you ever get frustrated? Because in your mind, you know what you can do, and your body's not cooperating.
No, not at all. There's a lot of guys that get banged up and they can't play. They won't go at all.
Yeah.
You know, I love the game, you know, and I love being out there with my teammates. So, and I love to win. So, and I feel like I give us a better opportunity to win the game while I'm out there on the field.
Do you think too much is being made of your injury?
I think so. I know I'm very valuable, you know, to my team. But at the same time, it's like my leg gonna have to be off or something for me not to play. So, you know, I don't want to say I'm going to play, but like, history shows, like, I done played through a broken foot and a lot of hamstring injuries and things like that. So, I mean, I don't know why.
Like, everybody's playing.
Yeah, everybody's playing hurt. I mean, it's the NFL. Everybody's going to have some nicks and bruises.
Did you feel like you were effective on Sunday, even though you weren't 100%?
Yes. The defense, they still have to respect me. They still have to, you know, put two guys on me. And I think I did my job.
You see them playing you differently as the weeks have progressed?
Yes, I have. Yes, they've been playing a lot of two-man on me, corner sitting on me. All the quick routes, corner sitting, they're not backing up. And, of course, they have the safety over the top. So, but I'm doing my job. It's two guys on me. So, you know, I'm doing my job.
What's given you the most pride this year? What are you most proud of? 5-0 team, good season yourself. What's been the biggest source of pride?
Oh, man, just the way we work this year in the offseason, you know, Dan Quinn, he challenged us to have the best offseason we can possibly have, and it's all coming together now. You know, we're 5-0, and just to see my brothers being happy and we winning. Like, I mean, I love it.
Julio, I'm sure you'd want to be out there any game day, but what's going on around here? 5-0, everything seems so much more energized. You're winning dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
How much fun is it to be out there and be a part of it?
It's very fun, you know, but we can't get complacent. You know, yes, we are 5-0. But we still got to take it one game at a time, and we got to go out there and play championship football because the team we're going against, they're going to try to beat us. So,
why do you guys always pull it out late, and often it's a different guy each week?
Just the mindset and mentality that the team has. We rely on everybody on this team. We feel like everybody can get the job done. And when your numbers call, you know, guys are stepping up and making plays for us.
How does a receiver like you identify so well with a head coach who's a defensive coordinator at heart?
Me and Dan Quinn, we got kind of like the same goals. I feel like, you know, he preaches fast and physical, and that's my mindset. Like, he's kind of like the voice. I really don't say much. I really just go out there, and I'm just all action, you know. But he brings it up to the guys all the time, like, hey, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do. And I kind of go out there and show guys, like, this is what we're about, you know. So,
do you know he runs the steps in every stadium before games?
I do not know that.
Does that impress you that your head coach is getting his workout in way before you do?
Very impressive. But I know Dan Quinn, he's like that. I was coming up here in the offseason. He's in there working out. He's in there hitting the bags. I mean, doing ropes, everything. I'm like, then even when we go through walkthrough, you know, just to see your head coach out there playing scout team, you know, covering guys, running around. I mean, it's great. It's great to see.